context as well. I recently moved back from Leicester and spent 5 years there. I worked at UMU and Birmingham City University as part-time lecturer in alternative media and social media, and I worked in an organisation called Citizens Eye, which was a voluntary organisation news agency which has recently become the first community news organisation to work directly with the BBC to train local people to become community reporters. It's really exciting, the sort of stuff that's coming out of there. So Citizen Relay, one of the reasons, I'm going to talk a lot about the Citizen Relay as a case study, but Citizen Relay was a project around the Olympic Games, the Torch Relay last year, which was exactly a year ago today. It was 7 years in Scotland, and we chased the torch for 1,000 miles between 60 reporters, and there was something like 60,000 tweets and 20,000 hits on the website in a week. So it was a really exciting project. And it was all done on three platforms using social media, and what was quite fun was the fact that I'd actually been to this conference before by accident, because Kathy tweeted me when I was in Dundee and the talk was here, and I dropped by with the van and interviewed Peter the President, and he was on the site as well. So it was kind of nice to come back a year on and reflect on that. So really what I'm going to do is kind of talk a little bit about social media in 2013, because we are in a very different time. It's always seen as a social media thing as, social media is new, look at all this new stuff, I'm worried about technology. But actually, if we think about what's happening like 10 years ago, quite a lot's happened, but not a lot has changed. Mm-hmm. In 2003, there was the idea that the web was sort of more browser-based. So I guess if you work in an office and you've got a computer, you're working from the web out of your computer, you're seeing the web more as a platform, and it was more a transitional space, and websites kind of, this is like a geo-cityizer that turned any website into a geo-cities, but websites weren't as shiny and very commerce and beautiful as they were in 2004. But in 2004, the term Web 2.0 emerged, so that was like nearly 10 years ago, and I know in like academic circles people are still going, Web 2.0, are we ready for Web 2.0? You know, it's really still, I don't think we're ready for touching that Web 2.0. This idea that the web had moved into a more social space, so there was this kind of real move into these sort of startups that were all about being social, all about the user being the centre of the experience. So it's more this idea that internet is a space rather than an object. So you're interacting in the web as if you are going to the pub or a coffee shop. It's full of different spaces or like different contexts. And it's more on focus on the social experience of the user, less so about the actual website itself. And it's about personally networked environments. That's probably the academic term for, think about Facebook. It's your experience on Facebook, your experience on Twitter is shaped by your personal network, not by the environment itself. So 8 years ago, 2005, YouTube was born, so that was 8 years ago, which is kind of scary. But what it really did was it allowed for people to host video, and as the internet was getting faster, broadband, etc., you could actually start uploading video content for that. I think that was only 8 years ago, when you think how YouTube is pretty much ubiquitous now. Being able to provide a third-party space to host your video, you've also got mobile phones that have access to the web, and the possibility for audio and video production. So even some basic smartphones that at the time, 2005, allow you to record video and get it online, which is kind of shaping this idea of social media and immediacy, which I'm going to talk about. 5 years ago, 2008, and this is where I really became interested in sites like Twitter. I've been on Twitter since 2007, but Twitter was released in 2006, but the reason why I kind of talk about 2008 is because that's when I sort of encountered libraries for the first time. I was a master's student at Leicester University, and I just started Twitter, and I got my first research assistant job to support my PhD. And I got that through Twitter, and I ended up working in the biological sciences department, because the other person, Alan Cann, was the person that offered me the job. And I thought, wow, I've got a job in the biological sciences when I'm a media student. But what had happened was Twitter allowed me to connect people that I might not met in that context. And one of the big things that was interesting was a lot of my earlier followers and people I followed were people that were in libraries, and that was the first event that came to Philip in England. So I found that really interesting that I'm here in 2013 talking about social media as if it's a new, pretty buzzy thing. But in 2008, it was very much the libraries that were leading the way. I remember this a lot at AOL, that was pretty much, and today the man 3G is broken on 3, so anyone 3, you're probably not connected to internet, it's driving me crazy. So it's emerging as a sort of information literacy tool, and I think that's why librarians like it. Also this emergence of hashtags, although it came from chat rooms, essentially to be able to contextualise what a chat room is, a hashtag allowed for people to kind of collect together tweets, so when you click